Well, Michael, great excitement. I mean, a Connacht Junior Cup final, even saying it out loud, can you believe Dunmore are in it?
I can in some ways. We've been building for trying to get here for so long, and it's happening. It's here. We're playing next Sunday at 3:30. It's great excitement around the place, and just hopefully we stick to our game plan, and hopefully come 5:30 in the evening, we'll be coming home with a cup.
It's such a strong sporting area here in Dunmore, and over the years, I suppose we've been lucky enough to see different teams play in county finals and other kind of occasions. And now it's rugby's turn. I mean, you must be pinching yourself.
Or we are pinching ourselves. An awful lot of work has gone in behind the scenes here, between the pitches, our committee. All of our committee are unreal, and we're getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we're getting massive numbers from minis all the way up. We've nearly a team in every age group all the way up, so it's great that way.
Can you pinpoint a turning point for Dunmore? I mean, is it in the last 2 or 3 years? Is it further back than that?
There's always been a good style of rugby with Dunmore. There's always been very big figures that have led the way. We'll talk about Jimmy Diskin, Paddy Cohen, the Knights, you know, an awful lot of things. It's not just one thing, it's an awful lot of things. And just getting lads to stay here, like Connor went playing with Buccaneers years ago, and he's came back into the scrubs because he's seen what we can do, and hopefully we will do on Sunday.
Connor, I suppose, as a skipper, leading your team out in the sports ground, Dexcom Stadium it is now, against Connemara. It's going to be something very different to, you know, playing here in Dunmore or playing in all the different venues that you go to. Have you prepared yourself for what that moment will be like?
Yeah, look, we've tried not to build this game up too much. We're kind of, the last 2 weeks since we've got here, we've kind of been slowly building each week or each night of training. But in fairness, once we run out there, it'll feel like we are at home. The sports we have are just unbelievable. Doesn't matter where we are around the province, weather doesn't irrelevant. Doesn't matter what competition. The amount of black and yellow that's going to be up there is well off who are playing down here.
The one thing I always have to ask is the surface and the fact that you are on a 4G pitch now. Do you think, will that make much difference, or have you had a bit of experience with the likes of Craig's in recent years?
I suppose playing Craig's twice a year the last 2 or 3 seasons probably stood to us, getting a bit of mileage playing on it, but I think the surface will probably suit us the way we're going to try and play quick tempo, move the ball fast. So yeah, I look forward to it now, big time.
You have recent experience of playing Connemara as well, albeit in Clifton. How did that match go? I know you gave them a good run for a good while. Do you think that your experience out of that game will stand to you on Sunday?
100% it'll stand to us. They're a serious side, but we probably went out there with things didn't go our way, a few injuries and stuff, but everyone's back. We've been training hard, putting the head down. We have a serious squad of players there, and we're confident we'll get the job done, but it won't be easy.
I don't know, do you kind of believe in Pishrogues, but this is Dunmore's 50th anniversary, Michael, and it's hard to believe that when the club was started out by the likes of Gerry Kelly and Tom Fahey and all those great men that started out, that 50 years exactly to the year Dunmore are in a kind of Junior Cup final. I mean, it like as if all the stars are aligning.
Yeah, and hopefully we've nothing done yet. We have to win this game. We're definitely ready. Everybody's well focused. You know, the team have been phenomenal all season, but we're just, I don't know, there was a turning point, I'd say, halfway through the season, and we've just got better every game since. And just hopefully we can just go that one more step and hopefully win that cup.
The first round, I was here to watch you beat Westport, who are the defending champions, and that really opened a lot of people's eyes. Yeah. Do you think you took great confidence from that?
We took great confidence from everyone we've bet, because down through the years, they used to be the ones that used to hockey us. So we've come a long way, and we just want that next step, and hopefully it'll be on Sunday.
Talk to me about your squad of players, because oftentimes, I won't say it's criticism, but people will talk about the influx of players that you've brought into the club in recent years. Surely they've only added to the interest in the sport in this area. But what do those guys from the likes of the South African lads that you have, what do they bring to Dunmore?
I will say one thing about the South African lads we have with us. Like, they've played rugby until they're 8 or 9. There's nothing else. They play rugby. their skill set is very, very good. But I have to say, it's improved our own players then, because all our own homegrown talent, all of them want to be playing with these lads. They want to be as good as these lads. Like, our man of the match for the last two games was none other than Conor Burns here, because he is a phenomenal player, you know. And it's great to have all these South Africans with us. But I'm calling them Dumore men now. I'm not calling them South Africans. They're part of our team, and they've been here the last two seasons, and hopefully they'll be with us again next season. And that's what we want to do. Yes, we did bring some players in, and we were delighted to get them. But it's just improved our squad. It's improved our numbers. It's improved, like, one night in particular, I think we had 44 at training. Like, that's unheard of. I remember going to matches, and you'd only have 9 the day before a cup game. Like, it's phenomenal that way.
I think we might have to coin a phrase like the box shafts or something to look at these South African lads and what they've done. But, you know, the likes of Austin, Gert, surely they're integrated now as part of the squad with you, Conor, as well. But does that lift everybody else as well when you see the way those guys can play?
100% it does, yeah. They've all came in, bought into the system, but the standards they bring, they're very down to earth. But once you see them, their attitude is top class. So it affects everyone else and brings the standards of everything up. But it's not just the South Africans. We have 32 training last night. The best thing this club has done in years is probably getting the development team in. There's lads down there who they're training every night, making the drills better, pushing the standards, being opposition against us when we're attacking and defending. So without the likes of them lads, as well as a couple of South Africans, we definitely wouldn't be where we are now.
And of course, there is a chunk, Conor, of lads as well who play football, who play other sports as well, and all those skill sets. Do they add, do you think, to the overall package of what makes a really good Dunmore rugby player?
100% it does, yeah. Like, we'd like to Dylan Brady, Brendan Carr, all these lads coming from having played rugby since they were young lads, playing football, playing senior football at Dunmore, just came in here, skill set very, very high, and they just picked it up like they've been playing their whole life. So that's definitely brought us on as well, the high skills and everything in the squad.
Conor already alluded to the support that you're more than likely to have, and that's just based on what you're feeling around the parish. The final point, Michael, I suppose, if you were to dare to dream, and if this thing could happen for Dunmore on Sunday evening, like, where would it stand, not just in the rugby club's history, but I suppose in the parish and in the sporting context of what's been achieved around these parts?
Well, I think it'd be one of the best days ever to come to Dunmore. Like, we've always had very good tradition in football, and they are doing very well in the football, but they're kind of expected to be doing well. Us, as a rugby club, we're coming from nowhere, and we're hoping to reach the heights. Like, it's the best competition in Connacht, and we're in a final, and we're there to win it. And hopefully, come Sunday evening, we will have won it.